Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Oh, yeah. It's your Monday edition. All right. Let's try to do this. The BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Hey, we're back.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys. Last week, it's pretty much enough for my tweets. My ISP kind of... Thank goodness, though, the folks over there at Sky Cable with Sky Broadband have offered me a free trial to try their service. So that's what we're using today for the show. So far, it's looking pretty good. So it looks like, PLDT, you're going to be losing a customer you've had for 8 years. Thanks a lot. And by the way, those of you still asking, as far as my other ISP goes, have they ever solved the issue? No. And here we are almost a week later. Okay, enough of my belly aching. It is October 5th, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend. Oh, and there wasn't a whole lot, ladies and gentlemen, in around 5 minutes. All right, you guys all remember that motto of Google when things started out, you know, don't be evil. Between me and you, I don't think they've lived by that motto for years now. But apparently Google also feels they're not living by that motto anymore, so they decided to throw that motto out. Yes, don't be evil is no longer the motto of Google. It is now, do the right thing. This new code of conduct was actually published last Friday by Google, which officially completed its transformation into one of several organizations within a parent company, which, by the way, is called Alphabet. Actually, the full line from the Alphabet company now, which Google is involved with, actually reads, employees of Alphabet and its subsidiaries should do the right thing. There you go. Should do the right thing. Come on, Google, just come out and be honest.
We should do the right thing, but it's more fun to be evil.
Moving on over to Apple News, the other do-the-right-thing company. We've been hearing so much talk about universal search for Apple TV, and the talk is getting quite a bit louder now. Yes, according to Tim Cook over the weekend, Apple is planning on opening up its API for its search function. In an interview with BuzzFeed, Tim Cook said its goal is to make things simple for its users. At launch, they'll have iTunes, Netflix, Hulu, Showtime, and HBO. That's all on board with the new universal search API. But Tim is promising others will be able to join in. Of course, with the API not being released yet, we don't really know how open it's going to be. But for all the developers out there for the new tvOS, yes, it looks like it's going to be a fun ride. Gamers, you're going to love this coming over from Xbox. Looks like soon you're actually going to be able to remap the buttons on your Xbox One controller.
Nice.
According to Mike Ubera, I hope I got that name right. Hey, boo-boo Ubera. He's over there with Microsoft's gaming team, by the way. He's revealed on Twitter that all of us will soon be able to completely remap the buttons on any Xbox One controller. So remember all of us were thinking we're going to have to spend that $150 for that fully customizable Xbox controller? Well, it doesn't seem so now. Mike went on to say that, simply put, one controller scheme does not fit us all. And since game publishers rarely make the effort in providing meaningful custom control, it makes a whole lot of sense for console makers to just deal with that issue instead. Of course, there's no word yet when you're going to be able to actually make those controls customizable. Probably after they release that $150 controller that we'll all end up buying anyways because we just couldn't wait. And finally, drug research.
Dude, whoa.
No, not that kind of drug research, although I guess it could be. There are so many instances where a scientist out there would love to try, say, a new drug trial on a human, but they can't really do that yet because they don't know the effects. And you wouldn't want to put a human's life in jeopardy, now would you? But now they may not have to. Brown University scientists have basically found a way to make a brain. Yes, they found some way to have simulated brain cell matter of their own. Apparently, they developed a technique that creates a miniature brain. Actually, it's just really a bundle of electrical active neurons. By extracting cells with a centrifuge and seeding a cell culture. And in about 2 to 3 weeks, you're going to have about a quarter size of material to actually work with. Simulated brain matter, that is. They're saying this new brain-building type technique, whatever you want to call this thing, you could do experiments with the cells and expect to actually get realistic results. And of course, if this thing actually really does work, you're going to see probably a lot more medical breakthroughs, which wouldn't be a bad thing. I'm sure the pharmaceutical companies would be happy about it. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Check out the British Tech Network website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Hey, just before I sign off on today's news show, as many of you know, I do this show over here in the Philippines. Now, many of you that listen to this show, you have a thing called Netflix.
Well, over here, we don't have Netflix. We got a thing called iFlix. Yeah, very similar, isn't it? Well, it actually is kind of similar. And the folks over there at iFlix, particularly Trish, has been nice enough to actually donate a Chromecast and a trial subscription for me so I could actually test it out. And as I know that we do have a lot of listeners, particularly in Southeast Asia, for the BTN News Show, if you've been unsure about it, well, you might want to head over to BritishTechNetwork.com and check out our blog. I've done a whole review over there, pros and cons of the service, so you might want to go check that out. Again, BritishTechNetwork.com/blog is the place. Check out my blog on iFlix, and of course, check out a whole bunch of other blogs that people have done over here on the British Tech Network, too. Well, that wraps up your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. Don't worry, though, we'll be back tomorrow. Yeah, why? Because we've still got very reliable bandwidth for another installment of the BTN News Show. But until then, do your best to have a good old Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.